From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The U.S. refines its strategy against the Islamic State group. U.S. President Barack Obama says the fight against the Islamic State group will not be quick, noting it is a long-term campaign. Mr. Obama made his remarks after visiting the Pentagon Monday.
In many places in Syria and Iraq, including urban areas, it's dug in among innocent civilian populations. It will take time to root them out.
The president conferred with national security advisors about refining the U.S. strategy to defeat Islamic State militants. Greece was no closer to reaching a new bailout agreement with its international creditors following the resounding Greek vote Sunday against lenders' demand for new austerity measures. Pressure mounted on Greece Monday when one of its lenders, the European Central Bank, decided not to change the level of its emergency credits to Greek banks. Meanwhile, Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras is set to offer new proposals at a European Union summit on Tuesday. Negotiations on Iran's nuclear program continued today in Vienna. The foreign ministers of six leading nations and Iran are trying to overcome key disputes, including a demand by Iran to have a UN arms embargo lifted. Senior Iranian officials told reporters their government is pushing to have a UN arms embargo lifted as part of a separate but concurrent accord, a move Western officials say they oppose. Officials in Nigeria say bombings at a mosque and a restaurant in the city of Jos have killed at least 44 people. The National Emergency Management Agency says the Sunday blasts also wounded at least 47 people. This is VOA News. Hundreds of thousands of people gathered in Ecuador Monday to hear Mass celebrated by Pope Francis. The Pope said the Mass in Guayaquil at the beginning of a three-country tour. The pontiff landed a day earlier in the capital, Quito, on the first leg of his visit. He is expected to return to the capital Tuesday for another public service in the city's Bicentennial Park before heading to Bolivia and Paraguay. The Prime Minister of Burkina Faso, Yacouba Isaac Zida, says he has not resigned, contrary to rumors. Reports have circulated amid a dispute involving him and the presidential guard, the RSP. The reports said shots were fired into the air from inside the RSP camp, allegedly to protest the questioning of two RSP leaders about rumored attempts to arrest the prime minister. Mariama Diallo has more.
The prime minister says he's still in charge and that journalists should be more professional in their reporting. Mr. Zida spoke to reporters ahead of an official visit to Ivory Coast. Mr. Zida says he wants this opportunity to say what was reported in the press yesterday is not true. There is no crisis within the government. He says the press should verify this kind of information before broadcasting that kind of news. Mariama Diallo, Dakar.
New anti-terrorism legislation in Egypt makes it a criminal offense to publish news contradicting the government's version of events in terrorism-related cases. The draft anti-terrorism legislation was passed by the cabinet last week and is waiting the approval of President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. The law imposes a minimum 2-year jail term for reporting what is called false news or data about any terrorist operations. An Iraqi jet dropped a bomb on an eastern Baghdad neighborhood Monday. At least 7 people were killed in what the military described as an accident. A spokesman said the jet had a technical failure that caused it to drop the bomb as it returned to base. The resulting blast destroyed several houses and also injured at least 11 people. The plane was taking part in an airstrike targeting the Islamic State group. South Carolina's state Senate voted Monday to remove the Civil War-era Confederate battle flag that has flown over parts of the state capitol for more than 50 years. The bipartisan proposal was approved by a 37-3 vote in the Republican-controlled Senate. It now faces a final reading on Tuesday before it is taken up by the House of Representatives. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.